Black, and Kathy's on the line with us. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Hi. So Dave is looking at the plant, and he's a little perplexed. Dave?
Yeah. This is mint. At least the leaf sample or the stem sample you gave me, with the pungency in it and everything, and the leaf and the shape of the leaf, it looks and smells like spearmint, and it's got the square stem of it and everything else. But that doesn't put out a big blackberry.
Well, that's what I thought, but. That's what was on it.
You sure it was actually on this plant and not something else growing in the middle of it or something?
You know, I'll have to double check on that, but I'm pretty sure that's the only plant in that barrel.
Huh. Because in looking at knowing mint, it doesn't throw a big blackberry, and that bothers me. I can't quite put the two of them together, and I don't think it's something that I'm misidentifying this. I mean, this really does smell and
look like
everything and look like and taste like spearmint.
Yeah.
So does it still have a berry on it now?
No, it probably won't be till August, September sometime before the berries come back.
Well, we sure would like another shot at if you look at this, when and if these berries come back.
It would be interesting to see it when it actually has berries.
Yes, I will pick a sample when they come back again and send it in.
That would be terrific.
Okay, Kathy, that's what we can do for now, but please follow up in August, September, and let us have another crack at it, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome, and thanks for coming in. She came in from Guerneville and dropped that off for us today. But boy, you opened the bag and
the pungency and everything. I mean, it's like, whoa.
It screamed mint, mint, mint. Mary would like a word with us. Mary, welcome to Garden Talk, live at KSRO. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Oh, I have a question of the day for you. I'm putting a lawn in, and I don't know where I can go to see or where I can purchase the lawn, the rolled-up lawn, and what's the best place, or does he carry it?
Well, we will order it for you if you're getting enough and not just a roll or two.
No.
Where are you located?
In Santa Rosa.
Oh, I would talk to most of the nurseries here in town. And you might, I haven't talked to Prickett since they went in two different directions, but they used to carry it. Yeah. I don't know if Kings will special order it for you.
Yeah, you would if I needed it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and in other words, if I want to see what it looked like, how would that, is there samples or something?
It's unusual for them to actually carry samples unless they have a little bit that they've ordered in for somebody else waiting to be picked up or a little bit left over or something.
But they can tell you, or like you could tell me what's probably the best lawn to put down.
Normally in this area, most people use one of the dwarf fescues. Dwarf fescue. And there's a bunch of different cultivars or varieties of dwarf fescue. There's Bolero and Bonsai and stuff. And it just depends on which sod grower they buy from, what they have available as far as the particular variety. There isn't a lot of difference between the varietals, but most people use dwarf fescue because it's considered a little bit less water requiring, and because it's dwarf, it doesn't mean that you don't have to mow it, but it doesn't need mowing, every 3 or 4 days in the spring like a lot of the other lawns would and stuff. It's a little easier care, and it gives you a good-looking lawn, and it's easy on bare feet, or it's good to go out and lay on or something of that nature, and it's fairly hardy. It tolerates the heat and the cold pretty well.
Oh, great. And do you know, Dave, if before the lawn is laid down, do you rototill the soil?
Ideally, yeah, you'd want to rototill the soil. I don't know what you have there now, but
I'm lucky, it's good soil.
Okay, and was there anything growing there before?
A lawn, and there was a huge tree that I had to have taken out because it was going to the house.
Uh-huh.
And so I had all the lawn taken out, And then the fella just put in all new irrigation, you know, the all new heads and everything.
Yeah, it probably, especially in the areas where they didn't dig the tree out, it would probably be real beneficial to rototill that a little bit or break it up at least a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No,
so it's not compacted.
Did. Yeah, they did do that.
Then you should be in good shape if they've done that.
Yeah, they did. Oh, great. Well, I'm going to come down. I haven't been to your place anyway, and I'm dying to see it.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be great. And, you know, Dave, does Park Avenue still do sod here in Sonoma County?
Yeah, Park Avenue is in Sonoma County, and right at the moment, my mind is drawing a blank on, I want to say Pacific Sod is another big sod company that's local. But sod, because it's got a limited shelf life type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to get it from somebody local. You wouldn't be buying from, you know, sod from somebody in Texas or something like that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But you're right. That is nice to be able to look at the several varieties, what you want it for, whether walking, whether it's just going to be, you want something hardier, if your grandkids are going to be playing on it. I know that there's a lot of these questions that people asked.
Yeah. Well, the dwarf fescue is pretty popular. It's probably one of the most popular sods or grasses in this area, lawn grasses. And most of the nurseries probably just have pitchers.
Uh-huh.
Unless they specialize in selling sod, and then they may actually have a little plot or a sample of it.
Right. Okay.
I see. Okay, great. Loon, I think that's it. Do you all, one other question on trees. Do you sell those little miniature crabapple trees?
If I had a name, I could probably answer that. I probably don't have any in stock, but again, it could be something we could special order for you if we know what we're looking for.
Oh, okay, great. I'll try and find a name. I bought one years and years and years ago from Callaway's when they were in business.
Uh-huh.
And I love it because it just sedates the little dwarf thing. It doesn't, you know.
How small is it?
It's probably about about 5 feet, maybe 4.5 feet, five. And it just stays that same size. And it's never gotten, you know, which is great.
Which almost sounds like a smaller shrub type of crabapple and stuff. But again, either seeing a sample so we could identify it or having a name to go from, we can help you out.
Oh, I could bring a picture in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dave, I really appreciate it. Love your show.
Well, thank you.
Nice talking with you, Mary. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back and go back to calls. Garden Talk Live on this Father's Day weekend, 636-1350, or steve@ksro.com. Today, Zach Palacio, a great chef from a restaurant called Project 258 in the Hudson Valley in upstate New York, will be in. He's won every award in the culinary world, and he's got a magnificent new cookbook, and we'll talk to Chef Palacio. You'll win an autographed copy, one of you will, of this great cookbook during the Good Food Hour at 11 today.
News, talk, weather, traffic, sports. Sonoma County's News Talk 1350, FM 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
In a parking lot, close to home, or on the freeway, if your car gets dinged or damaged, you need someone you can trust. Rich is from Rich's Auto Body, was born and raised in Petaluma. And for over 23 years, Rich has been repairing everything from the smallest ding to complete restorations. Rich's Auto Body will get your car back to better than new with 100% satisfaction. With their state-of-the-art measuring systems and using OEM parts, your car is in good hands at Rich's Auto Body. Rich's also proudly offers Rhino's Protective Spray-On Coating, the dominant leader in the truck bed lining industry with a lifetime guarantee. Motorhome, commuter car, or hot rod, take your damaged vehicle to Rich's, where the dealerships and local police get their cars fixed. Free estimates with no appointments needed at Rich's Auto Body. Two locations in Petaluma on the boulevard, north or south. Rich's Auto Body is
Petaluma Pride.
Time to tune up your heating and cooling system for just $49. Did you know that gas inside your heater burns at almost 2,000 degrees? And your air conditioner has high voltage electricity running through it? Hi, it's Paul Bigham with 1 Hour Heating and Air. With 26 years in business, I've noticed two ways of thinking. Those that think a system tune-up is simply changing a filter, and those who really don't know it's necessary and put it off. Well, at 1 hour, changing a filter, adjusting gas pressure, and tightening electrical connections are just part of a tune-up. For the procrastinators out there, you end up replacing units twice as often while living with inefficient and sometimes unsafe systems. My tune-up will help keep you safe, utility bills low, and extend the life of your heating and cooling system, all to the tune of only $49. 1 hour heating and air. Call 844-5-TUNE-UP. That's 844-5-TUNE-UP. Or log on to 844-5-TUNE-UP.com.
We are practically magical because we know that you live or work in Sonoma County. How do we know that? Because you're listening to the radio. Hi, I'm Michael O'Shea. I'm president and general manager of this radio station, and I'd like to tell you about a very important new service Sonoma County Public Safety Agencies provide. It's called SoCo Alert. If you sign up for SoCo Alert, emergency responders can call, text, or email you on your mobile devices, work phone, or your home phone should there be an emergency or a disaster near you. Sign up today for SoCo Alert, a free and secure service at SoCoAlert.com. Your loved ones will be glad you did. It's free. SoCoAlert.com.
This message brought to you by the County of Sonoma and Sonoma County Fire and Emergency Services.
That's what attorneys for Bill Cosby's accuser Andrea Constand are saying now that the judge in the trial has declared a mistrial.
We will push forward to try to get that done and get justice done.
Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele.
There's always tweaks and we can always do things better, so that'll be a self-assessment that we'll go through.
After days of deliberations, the jury told the judge that once again they were deadlocked. This time, he did not make them go back to work. Cosby's attorney, Brian McMonagle, says the declaration of a mistrial sends a clear message.
The judge is right. Justice is real. It lives here in Montgomery County. I'm proud to have been able to represent Mr. Cosby.
The entertainer was charged with 3 counts of sexual assault. Constand says Cosby drugged and molested her at a suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. Cosby says it was consensual. Daria Alvinger, ABC News. All right.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Heat advisory in effect today through Monday. Today, mostly sunny at 94, 68 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 61, 59 on the shores. Be hotter even for tomorrow at 99 degrees, might cross over 100, 72 on the coast. Mostly sunny and still warm on Monday at 90 degrees. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
KSRO Greenhouse is open for business. If you would have a word with Dave Fazio, we would invite you to do so. Right now, Dave, owner of Sonoma Mission Gardens, the premier nursery in Sonoma County, 40-plus years and counting out at Craig and Arnold Drive. David on staff at the Santa Rosa Junior College. He's been on staff in the horticulture department for over 30 years, still teaching courses there. Does course consultations all around the Bay Area, plant ID, landscape designs. He and his crew busy almost every day of the year. Can certainly help you visualize a landscape design or a landscape problem you're having. Of course, fruits, vegetables, all of that. Very familiar with that world also as the co-host of Garden Talk for 17-plus years. And we have no one on hold at this moment. If you'd like a word with Dave Fazio, 636-1350. Don't forget, if you'd like to shoot us an email, you may do so and accompany that with a photo of a plant that you'd like ID'd or a problem plant or an area of your yard you'd like some feedback. That's the glory of having internet access right here in the greenhouse. Steve at KSRO.com is all you need to do. I don't know if there's any other nursery I've been through, Dave, that has goats for display on view
Those goats are something.
Probably not. They're fun, you know, and people enjoy them, and especially the kids. And we have a lot of grandparents that live around Sonoma that enjoy bringing their grandchildren when they're overstaying and stuff into the nursery so they can see the goats and the birds and the critters that are there in the nursery.
I love the peacocks. I love the sign on the goat fence. It says, "Watch your fingers, butting goats."
Well, she's gone now, but we had one that was really, she'd let you pet her, but she was kind of cantankerous. And the thing is, if you stick your fingers through the wire and then she smacks them, it smarts.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's not there anymore. And the four that are there are not bad at all.
They're pleasant. They're nice.
Yeah. Actually, two of them were raised by a couple of little kids, and the reason I ended up with them is because the neighbors complained to the parents about the goats following the kids around the neighborhood like their dog.
Oh, God, that's funny.
And so, you know, they ended up at my place.
That's wonderful. It's so great for the kids when parents are doing some shopping. The kids can spend 15, 20 minutes just looking at the goats and talking to the goats. And the birds, how many birds do you have at the nursery at this point?
It's on the low side now. I've been cutting back a bit. You know, I'm down from about 500 to about probably 100 birds. There's a little bit of pigeons. There's several varieties of pigeons, actually, and doves, mm-hmm. A couple of pheasants left, peacocks, obviously, because they're our logo, and I'm trying to think what else I've got running around there. And then, well, that's not counting the birds out back, because I've got a couple of cages out back, and one of the cages is full of about probably 150 budgies or something like that.
It's just remarkable. There's just no other nursery besides all the beautiful plant material that has this variety of birds to look at, too. And they're very calming and colorful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful. So when I walked around the nursery, I was out there a couple of weeks ago by a couple of things. I saw all the fountains, all the ponds, and there's these new lightweight ponds, which are really cool, instead of the ones that you break your back lifting.
Yes.
New materials.
Yeah, it was a new supplier that we found this season, and they're sort of like a fiberglass, actually,
yeah.
And they're really, really neat, and it's a little bit more modern design. The box one with the big ball in
that's
it,
the one
where
I
the water
saw.
Bubbles over the top,
yeah.
That's a really nice. It seems to be a very popular item, too.
Yeah, so both the fountains and pots come in this material,
mm-hmm.
which are really nice. I enjoyed seeing that. Lots of succulents and cactus and the pre-made arrangements. Just take a photo of them if you don't want to. I don't want to knock back your business, but talk about creativity, whoever does these arrangements of the succulents.
Well, our Aussie does those. She's got a really good eye for color and texture and stuff in plants. She actually does several presentations during the spring on, you know, putting flowering pots together and stuff like that and how you make mixed arrangements. She does a really spectacular job. I'm very happy and very fortunate to have her working there. And she's also responsible for a lot of little vignettes around the nursery with the statuary and the fountains and things of that nature.
She's a great addition to the staff.
And the thing, too, you know, if you're not in a big rush and you walk in and you see planters or particular arrangements that you sort of like, but you want them in different colors or something, if you talk to her, she will remake it for you. It might take her a week or so to get it all together because she's really crazed right at the moment. But we will make them special. I mean, she does a lot of pots and stuff for weddings, parties, all kinds of stuff.
Well, she's got a great eye.
Actually, she did the big hangers for the McDonald Mansion here in Santa Rosa.
She does?
Yeah.
They're spectacular.
And she's got we've got a couple of wineries that she does hanging baskets for and stuff, too.
Walking around the nursery, there was, of course, lavenders. Lots of beautiful, different kinds of lavenders you have.
Mm-hmm.
Nice assortment. And they're deer-resistant, aren't they, pretty much?
Generally, yes.
Generally. And you know what surprised me? I didn't realize the nursery was solarized at this point. I was in the back, and I saw these solar panels.
Yeah, we just did that. It's been a little over a year. And they're working well and doing well, and it's taken and dropped our electrical bill quite a bit. Plus, it's very green.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to be doing for the community.
It's wonderful to see that. Quick landscaping, one of your faves, isn't it? Pittosporum still?
Well, the thing is, Pittosporum, you know, that's a big group of plants.
Yeah, that's true.
And I do use quite a bit of, especially the black stem, I would say, out of all the Pittosporums, that's one of my favorite.
For hedges and
privacy. And screening, because they're quick. The deer leave them alone. They're not too heavy waters and stuff of that nature.
Oh, there's a beautiful lattice full of star jasmine, all in bloom at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The nursery, all that white, those white flowers. And then pomegranates pretty much everywhere, too. Good, yeah. Good landscape plant, too, isn't it?
Yeah, very. Well, pomegranates, you know, double feature. Not only is it a good landscape plant because it gives you good color in the foliage and everything, plus you have the orangey-red blossom, and you get the fruit off of it.
A dual purpose.
Yes. Right.
We'll take a break. Be back with Dave Fazio, 636-1350. If you want to reach Dave on this Father's Day weekend, maybe a suggestion for a perfect Father's Day plant or any gardening problems you might be having. David's probably answered the question before, over 17 years of co-hosting the program and owning the Sonoma Mission Gardens for over 40 years. Confide, trust in Dave, 636-1350. No one on hold at this moment, or Steve at KSRO.com.
Sonoma County's home of Coast to Coast AM with me, George Norrie, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Did you know the largest RV dealer in the North Bay is now celebrating 25 years in business, and they're right here in Petaluma? Reed's Trailer Sales on Old Redwood Highway in Petaluma has over 200 travel trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. Now is the time to make the best deals of the season, and Reed's will match any show deal on comparable models. Also, Reed's Trailer Sales is looking to consign your late model motorhome, travel trailer, or fifth wheel. Let our experts sell it for you. Reed's will get you top dollar and save you all the time and hassle. Or they can pay you cash on the spot. The largest RV dealer with over 25 years in business is right here in your own backyard. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Call 792-9100 or on the web at reedsrv.com. Reed's Trailer Sales, now accepting consignments.
Reed's. You should buy your trailer at Reed's, a fifth-wheel travel trailer or utility. You should buy your trailer at Reed's.
Reed's Trailer Sales.
Better business through better advertising. An advertising tip for small business owners by international marketing expert Matt Hackett.
When thinking about the content of your ads, it's important to connect with your potential customers. That means knowing more about them so you can create ads that will resonate with them. A simple way to find out what's in the hearts of any group of potential customers is by using a search engine and simply typing in, "What are target customers feeling?" Remember, it's feelings that will establish the emotional connection in any of your commercials. I just searched for, "What are single mums with two kids feeling?" I got hundreds of thousands of results, stories about resources, parenting, finances, dating, all of which would help you speak to the hearts of single mums. Try searching for the car buyers, dieters, cell phone users, or remodelers that you want to attract. Once you know what's true for them, what's real, and what they're feeling, you can create ads for them that are bound to connect.
For more tips, go to ariaconnect.com. That's ariaconnect.com.
You know, there's nothing like sinking into a luxurious hot spring spa, especially if it's in your very own backyard. Hot spring spas are the number one brand in the world, so you know there'll be a hot tub to fit your home and lifestyle perfectly. Vacation in a hot tub every day with your own hot spring spa from the Hot Tub Store. Five locations in Santa Rosa, Vacaville, West Sacramento, Rockland, and Folsom. And online at hottubstore.com. The Hot Tub Store. Every day made better.
His eyes darted between the blue wire and then the red wire. Back to the blue, back to the red. A bead of sweat dropped from his brow to his hand, which grasped a pair of pliers. He took a deep breath, steadied himself, and cut both with one swift squeeze of his tool. The boy screamed as the doctor pried the braces from his teeth.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
Dave Fazio, pinch hitting for Gwen Kilcher today in the KSRO Greenhouse. Golden opportunity to talk with Dave. He's only here two or three times a year and has spent a lifetime in the nursery business and also designing and installing beautiful landscapes and doing consultations all around the Bay Area. Won the prestigious San Francisco Flower and Landscape Show, Best of Show. Gosh, that was about 15 years ago. Wasn't that down at the Cow Palace? Wasn't that about like 2001 or two?
Probably.
how time flies by. Uh-huh. As I'm doing my little virtual tour of the Sonoma Mission Gardens, I was out there a couple of weeks ago, and these were some of the things that impressed me. The Italians, you're always big on Italian cypress. Haven't you always liked Italian cypress for certain applications?
I think there's a good use for them because they are so architecturally strong because they're so erect and skinny. So a lot of times when you're wanting to accent something or you're wanting to formalize things a little bit, the shape of the plant can't be beat.
Yeah, it does require frequent pruning and shaping.
No,
it doesn't.
No.
Oh.
Sometimes you got to do a little bit of tying or wiring of them because they'll fall out and they'll lose some of that nice stick-like look to it. But especially with the rains and the wind that we had last winter. But they're a good plant, and they don't have a lot of problems, and they're fairly drought-tolerant once they're established.
And will they keep growing well in pots, in large pots, or is it better to put them in the ground?
They will. There's a variety called Tiny Towers, or one of the dwarf forms, that will last and do better in a pot for a longer period than just plain old Italian cypress. The Italian cypress grows fairly fast, and if you don't have them in a big pot, probably within 5 to 7 years, they're probably going to need to go in the ground somewhere.
That's a new one on me, Tiny Towers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it does well in a pot for a long period of time.
Yeah, it would. If the pot was big enough, it would probably last for 15 to 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that will be plenty of time for me to move on to the great beyond. I loved the amount of salvia that you have in the nursery. That's one of the biggest categories. Aren't there just almost an infinite variety of salvias at this point?
There are an amazing quantity of salvias. They come in almost every color in the rainbow and then some. And you can get evergreens. You can get salvias with gray foliage. You can get salvias with green foliage. And most of them are drought tolerant, deer resistant, and do very well in full sun and cruddy soil.
Yeah. Well, what more can you want out of a plant? Not too well in shade?
Most of them don't like a lot. They'll tolerate a filtered light condition to some degree, but they're not going to perform as well as they would in
full
sun.
And don't the bees just love them?
Oh, yes.
Aren't they really a bee magnet, those salvias?
Salvia, like lavender and rosemary, are big bee magnets.
I saw one that I called Mexican sage, which you had out there, which was the name of the salvia. I think it was called Mexican.
Yeah, it's a gray foliage, moundy bush with long, kind of purpley red spikes.
Yeah,
and
it's really handsome.
Yeah, it's really handsome and really nice. And one of those things that takes a lot of abuse, but during the winter time, the winter cold knocks it down to the ground, and then it'll come back up next year for you.
Well, I saw a lot of peppers, a lot of hot peppers out there. And I love the names: Congo Trinidad hot pepper, scorpion hot pepper, ghost pepper, the habanero.
Yeah, watch out for ghosts. That thing is hot.
Thai dragon pepper. Do you eat those?
Not anymore. My stomach won't handle them anymore. I used to eat a lot of them when I was younger.
The Thai dragon is 5 times hotter than a jalapeno, and I can just barely handle it. But some people, they love those, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have, Gwen had talked about this Richmond green cucumber on the show a lot, and you have a crystal green apple cucumber out at the nursery. It's a very mild, delicious cucumber. If people are looking for a good one, it's a really great tasting one. And then, you know what I loved? There was a beech tree that really caught my eye. I have to tell you, would you talk about these beech trees? Because there were several. There was a weeping beech that I also saw, and it was stunning.
The beech trees, people down this area don't use them as much because they're used a lot in Oregon and Washington in a little bit more of a moisture environment where it's a little cooler and but they perform really quite well out here. And I've got a boxed one, a green weeping beech that's been in a box probably for oh my word, am I that old? 45, 50 years? And it's enormous and gorgeous and really, really nice. And it was interesting because the head of the Berkeley Botanical Gardens, we used it in one of our displays in San Francisco, and he actually wanted the plant very much. And he goes, this is the nicest specimen in the whole place. And I said, well, thank you, you know. And he wanted to trade me other plants. I couldn't talk him into paying the $4,000 price tag I had on it. But, you know, so I still have it.
It's evergreen.
No,
it's not.
No, the beeches lose their leaves in the winter. Oh. But there's green, there's copper beeches or purple beeches. There's weeping beeches. There's upright beeches. There are columnar beeches. There's one called tricolor, which in the springtime has got
that's the one that I saw.
Yeah, the cream and pink and a little bit of green in the leaf. Gosh. And boy, those things, when the sun shines in the springtime, when they're coming out through them, it is spectacular. There's a couple of gorgeous ones. The ones that come to mind are out at Dawn Hill Ranch out in Guerneville that are old. They've been there probably 75 years or something. There's one over here on Brighton. You'll see them around, but they're not like all over the place. But it's a beautiful, beautiful tree. They're a little slow growing, but they're really well worth having.
Long lasting, long lived.
Oh, yeah, long lived.
75 years.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's been in a container. That's not even in the ground.
Right.
You know, and they grow very well in the soil as long as they've got good drainage, and they will take being extremely root bound. You know, like the one I was said to have, you know, 50 years old or so that's been in a box ever since it was born, basically.
Tough trees.
Yeah.
Well, it comes to mind, are they susceptible to the beech, any type of beetle infestation or anything like that?
I think if they were stressed, they would probably be susceptible to a borer or something of that nature, but not normally.
Well, I just was, it's stunning. It stops you in your track, that tri-colored beech. I just love the look of that tree.
Yeah.
So check that out when you go out to Sonoma Mission Gardens. We'll be right back.
Larkfield hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the North Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the North Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The North Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-280-4600. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-280-4600. That's 1-800-280-4600.
Hello, my name is Stanley Klaus, and I'm the general manager of Crandall Roofing here in Santa Rosa. Of all the things you can do to protect and improve your home, the roof that protects it all has to be number one. At Crandall Roofing, we've been protecting people's homes and businesses for decades. We have successfully completed almost 6,000 jobs in the North Bay area, and our management team has over 200 years of combined roofing experience. Crandall Roofing is factory certified by virtually all major roofing manufacturers and is the North Bay's only Owens Corning Platinum rated installer. Our roofs come with factory-backed warranties for up to 50 years on both labor and materials, and we are proud of our Better Business Bureau rating of A+, which we have maintained for over 10 years. So when you want your roof repaired or replaced right, the first time, every time, give us a call at 586-2500 or visit us on the web at crandallroofing.com. That's crandallroofing.com.
Thousands of years ago, human civilization depended on the quest for fire. Since 1960, that quest leads to just one place, Malm Fireplace Center. For indoor or outdoor fireplaces, Malm Fireplace Center has tamed the flame, offering high-quality, beautiful, efficient fires that won't burn your bank account. Satisfy your burning desires at Malm Fireplace Center, 368 Yolanda Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at malmfireplacecenter.com.
Start your next search for a new or used vehicle at CarClickGo.com. You'll find twice as many vehicles at CarClickGo than any of the national sites. CarClickGo connects you directly to a local auto dealer of your choice. There's no one in the middle selling your contact information. For your next auto, truck, or SUV, start where more and more of your neighbors are searching right now at CarClickGo.com. You can now search securely and find the most new and used vehicles now available throughout the North Bay at CarClickGo.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
I'm not sure if you've heard the news, but we're having a heat wave. And if you'd like some suggestions on how to combat that heat wave for your plants, how to make sure they're safe and secure and cool and breezy, talk to Dave Fazio next hour. Dave sticking around for the second hour of Garden Talk live from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. We'll also talk about some very unusual plants that are making an appearance at Sonoma Mission Gardens. And as always, devote the whole hour to your phone calls. No guest today. The guest is Dave Fazio. At 11, it's the Good Food Hour with Chef Zach Palacio. He owns an award-winning top restaurant in the Hudson Valley of New York called Project 258. He's got a brand new cookbook that's sure to be an award winner.
Celebrating 80 years, Sonoma County's News Talk 1350, FM 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO Santa Rosa.
House near Philadelphia, where we have a hung jury in the Bill Cosby case. After 50 hours of deliberation, the panel of seven men and five women were unable to decide if Cosby drugged and assaulted a woman more than a decade ago. Cosby spokesman Andrew Wyatt taking the mistrial as a win.
The Cosby power is back. It's back. It has been restored.
But District Attorney Kevin Steele immediately moved to retry the case, possibly within the next 120 days.
Our plan is to move this case forward as soon as possible.
In the meantime, the man once known as America's dad is still out on bail. I'm Brad Milkey in Norristown, Pennsylvania. Now with more news, here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
A search continues for seven U.S. sailors. They're missing after a Navy destroyer, the USS Fitzgerald, collided with a container ship off the coast of Japan. ABC News contributor Colonel Steve Ganyard says the Fitzgerald plays a critical role in the region.
The Fitzgerald is one of the most sophisticated ships in the U.S. Navy. It has a special radar and a special set of missiles that can actually go up into outer space and knock down incoming North Korean missiles. So one ship can protect most of Northeast Asia.
And now that ship has been towed back to a Japanese harbor. President Trump tweeted his thanks to the Japanese government, and he offered his thoughts and his prayers to the families of the missing sailors. Seven U.S. troops have been evacuated from Camp Shaheen in Afghanistan after they were injured in an insider attack. Investigators continuing to go through the burned-out rubble of a high-rise in London that caught fire earlier this week. Officials are now saying that 58 people are missing and presumed dead. That includes the 30 people who are confirmed dead. You're listening to ABC News.
ABC Radio presents Career Course,
brought to you by Indeed.com.
I'm ABC's chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, with two easy steps to building a team.